You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Our focus now turns to Wrightsville Beach, where voters will have five candidates to sort through for the two open seats on their Board of Aldermen. Wrightsville Beach is part of New Hanover County, one of three beach towns in the sixth wealthiest county in the state, packed into one of the smaller geographic areas. Wrightsville Beach is 98% white and boasts a median household income of more than $64,000. For comparison, neighboring Wilmington, also in New Hanover County, posts a median income of $42,000. Running for one of the two open seats in Wrightsville Beach is McKinley Dahl, better known as Ken Dahl. He is president of the McKinley Building Corporation, a commercial construction management, general contracting, and design build firm based in Wilmington. It was 1992 that he founded his company. He served on the Planning Commission for the City of Wilmington, including as chairman for 4 years. He's also served on the New Hanover County Planning Commission, which he chaired for 3 years. He is currently on the planning board for Wrightsville Beach and on the board of Wilmington Business Development. A Wilmington resident since 1987, he is married with two daughters. One graduated from NC State, now working in Raleigh, the other at UNC Chapel Hill. Ken and his wife Vicki are members of the First Baptist Church, where he has served as a deacon. Ken Dahl, welcome to Coastline.
Happy to be here, Rachel.
Good to have you here. And you can ask your own question of our candidate for the Board of Aldermen in Wrightsville Beach by emailing us on this Wednesday at coastline@whqr.org. Our phone lines, of course, are in use for the big fall pledge drive. Ken Dahl, you've spent a great deal of time and effort on the planning boards of Wilmington and New Hanover County. You've been a resident of Wilmington for many years. Why now are you taking a run at a board in a different municipality? Why Wrightsville Beach?
So, Rachel, that's a real good question. You know, I've fortunately been gainfully employed most of my life, and you know, I've got my girls out of high school. You know, so we're and my wife actually just retired from the Harrelson Center, which is a nonprofit here in town. So our life has gotten a little more simple, so you know, it's what I would call is a natural progression, kind of you know, what's next. You know, I feel like I've kind of done everything I need to do, you know, in the city and the county, you know, unless I was planning on running for office in those places, and there's lots of good folks that are doing that. So, you know, the town of Wrightsville Beach is where home is, and so, you know, I think, you know, I've always been very civic-minded. Always felt like that, you know, it's my duty to try to, you know, always, you know, my philosophy is that, you know, if you want to be part of the solution, you need to be involved. So I've always felt like that was, you know, part of who I am, and so. So, you know, been doing the planning board at the beach, you know, for the past 4+ years. And, you know, you know, a lot of folks get involved in politics because they want to see change. Quite honestly, I'm wanting to do this because I like what's going on at Wrightsville Beach. And I think, I think, again, it's my personal philosophy. I think it's my turn to try to help at that level. So
then when you look down the barrel of say the next 20 years, you're thinking long term about Wrightsville Beach. How do you want to see it develop? How will it be different 20 years from now than it is today?
Well, Rachel, it's a different place than, you know, again, it's interesting after serving on all these different planning boards, the dynamic of what's going on in Wilmington actually is different from New Hanover County, and which is different because Wrightsville Beach is like 98% built out. So there's not a lot more that's going to happen development-wise. So now it's a matter of you know, how do we maintain, you know, a quality of life at Wrightsville Beach without and keep the taxes from going up, you know, and make sure that we don't have problems like this Gen X problem. You know, those are the kind of things I think that's when you come across the bridge at Rachel Beach, you're thinking, okay, you know, how do we? It's more of how do we maintain this quality of life that we have, and so. I think those are you just got to keep your eye on those specific issues.
So you raise the issue of Gen X when you think about, and we know now that that is only a tiny percentage of the potentially toxic unregulated chemical compounds in the drinking water supply. How would you, if you were to win a seat on the Board of Aldermen in Wrightsville Beach, Kendall, how would you want to move forward with ensuring Wrightsville Beach's drinking water supply is safe?
That's a good question. Actually, and again, this is why I think we're under good current leadership. We actually have a water ad hoc committee that was started before all this happened. And I didn't put that in my resume today, but I'm actually the chairman of that. So so they've got me busy right now. And so what I've been working on with a lot of other stakeholders that live at Wrightsville Beach, and engineers, consulting engineers, and the town staff, is we're, you know, looking at how do we make sure that when you turn the faucet on and pour that cup of you know, that fill up your coffee mug, that water is going to be safe to drink, and that, you know, when you take your shower, you know, or when you flush your toilet, that we know that there's not going to be some problem down the line. So,
tell us about the work that ad hoc committee has been doing. What have you discovered, and what are some of the options that are sitting before you right now?
So it's pretty interesting. It's interesting to me. I'm a civil engineer, you know, so I find kind of, you know, bland stuff like that interesting. But
I think a lot of people will find it interesting
right
now.
Right, more now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we're looking at lots of options. You know, the H2GO folks over in Brunswick County are considering, you know, doing a reverse osmosis system.
Yes.
I mean, that's, you know, all of a sudden they're going, hey, that might not be a bad idea. You know, it's real expensive, but, you know, those are the kind of, I mean, so we're looking at everything.
Would Wrightsville Beach consider then building its own reverse osmosis plant?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's on the table. I mean, when I say on the table, I mean, right now, I mean, we're just exploring ideas.
What are some of the other ideas?
You know, one of them is to, you know, again, I don't want to get too bore you too much, but, you know, we have seasonal peak demand. So summertime, everybody's using water, irrigation, and all that. So it's kind of like the power company. I mean, you got to size your plant, you know, for the peak. So, you know, this time of year, I mean, we're at half capacity, and you're like that 9 months out of the year. So it's, unfortunately, we have to build facilities, and one of the ideas is to, and I'm trying to think of the technical word, but it's that you pump water in the ground and store it, and then you bring it back out of the ground during the peak time, so you're not destroying your aquifer. So during the off season, you're pumping it in the ground, then you pump it back out, and so I mean that, and you know, there's a couple other ideas, and you know, and obviously one of them is working out something with the CFPUA, you know, and I think.
Do you want to see first where CFPUA goes with their treatment system?
Yeah, I think so. So we're in a good place right now. I mean, you know, I'll find some wood to knock on. So I think we're in a good place right now. And you know, the good news is we're already kind of ahead of it, trying to figure it out. You know, the other thing, just talking about all that, you know, the town's 100 years old, and so you have pipes down there that are old. And I'll give the current staff and leadership credit. You know, they're not waiting for a major disaster. Not that something couldn't happen, but they are being proactive and trying to you know, take care of those issues, you know, now.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. With us now, answering your questions, is Ken Dull. He's seeking a seat on the Wrightsville Beach Board of Aldermen. You can ask your own question during the live Wednesday edition by emailing us at coastline@whqr.org. We're not able to take phone calls today because our fall pledge drive is underway. Ken Dull, people in municipalities around the region have expressed concerns about local government giving into pressure in various ways from developers. We've heard concerns from Wilmington voters, Leland voters, Wrightsville Beach voters. The Greater Wilmington Business Journal published a piece last September about the challenges specifically for developers in beach towns and how these municipalities often have specific and restrictive ordinances. Are there restrictions that you would consider amending if you were on the Board of Aldermen to make it easier for builders and developers?
That's a good question, Rachel. You know, it's, again, we're at a point at Rachel Beach, it's, like I said, it's a little bit like City of Wilmington where we're doing infill and rebuilding old structures. You know, at Rachel,
and so height limits come into play.
So height limits come into play. I can tell you, it's been interesting. You know, the 40-foot height limit at Rachel Beach is a big deal. I found that out real fast being on the planning board. I think that's kind of sacred ground down there. And
so is that something you would not work to amend?
You know, I don't think that's something that that the beach is interested in, and so I'm not either. So I think, you know, we got to be creative in other ways. We are fighting the headwinds of CAMA or FEMA, you know, because of the flood heights that we have and those types of things. But people just have to be more creative. I mean, that's the bottom line. And people are. I mean, it's, you know, you ride around down there. There's plenty of activity. You know, rebuilding, tearing old things down, building new things, and so it's, things are moving forward. I think that we just have to be real careful on watching, you know, any changes we make.
I asked this next question of a fellow candidate of yours, someone who is running for a seat on the Wrightsville Beach Board of Aldermen, and I described her as leading with her faith because she does that in a very public way. Mm-hmm. And since you included this in your bio, I want to ask you the same question. How does your faith come into play in your life, and how would it affect you on the Board of Aldermen in Wrightsville Beach?
Well, you know, Vicki and I are both prayerful. When it comes to the business of the town, you know, I'm a businessman. I run a business that, you know, my budget's bigger than the town of Rachel Beach's budget. So, I'm a very pragmatic person. I'm an engineer. That doesn't mean I still don't follow my faith, but it's, to me, you know, it's I'm very pragmatic, and I'm going to make decisions for the town that I think that are very straightforward, very businesslike.
We all know traffic during the summer season, even beyond these days, is an issue at Wrightsville Beach. What are some ways to work on that traffic issue?
Wow. Let me know when you figure that one out.
We've heard some people say, what about bus service to Wrightsville Beach, bringing tourists over the bridge so everybody's not going in their own car? How do you feel about that?
You know, the bus service thing is not something I would be in favor of. I think we have to do a better job of communication. I think there's some ways of trying to help the public get access to the beach. The ways to do that, I know this sounds crazy, but there's some apps out there. You know, I mean, we've kind of gotten to this age now where we all have smartphones, or at least most of us do, and the people that don't can find somebody that does. And, you know, something I would be real interested in would be following up, and I'm aware that there actually is some of this out there that other beach communities and other places that have parking issues use it, that you can actually use apps to help you find parking. And if there is no parking, it will also tell you that. So you know, what you hate for, I can tell you, when I leave my house to maybe walk out to the beach, and I have to cross the main drive to get to it, I feel bad for these folks that are just sitting in traffic. And that, I feel bad if they can't find a spot. So you want all the parking to get used. You want all the people you can get out there to use what parking's available. But you don't want them wasting their days. And so whatever I can do to help that, I'd love to.
And very briefly, beach nourishment, major concern for stakeholders. How could you leverage your power to find funding in creative ways?
Well, what little power I have. You know, I feel like I do have a good relationship with local municipalities. I feel like, the county commissioners and the city of Wilmington and the state legislature folks and David Rouser, I think if I give them a call, they'll call me back. So I think that, I can at least get my 2 cents worth in. Yeah.
And Kendall, that's our time. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Rachel.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. When we come back, we'll meet Dolores Coe, who is running for town council in Curie Beach. We're taking your questions during this live Wednesday discussion via email at coastline@whqr.org. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.